This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Representatives from state dairy organizations are in Washington, D.C. this week to discuss mutual issues of interest and devise ways to better coordinate amongst each other and with the National Milk Producers Federation. And here with an update from Arlington, Virginia, is National Milk's Chris Galen. And Chris, National Milk's been hosting these meetings, for the past 6 years?
Yes. So what we held this week is a summit meeting of state dairy associations who came to the nation's capital to collaborate on a lot of issues that each of them may be facing in states ranging from California to New York and many in between. Obviously, there are a lot of federal issues that affect dairy farmers in all these states. And then there are some issues that are maybe more specific to certain parts of the country or even to just one particular state. So the purpose of the meeting this week is to have these executives, farmer leaders from these state groups come together. There are about 35 or 40 different people from across the country who are here right now. And what they're talking about are things that affect dairy farmers in their state as well as nationally.
I'm sure there's a lot on the agenda, as there's a lot to talk about these days, and also a chance for these state dairy associations to meet with their local reps.
Yeah, so part of the meeting was a review of policy issues from the National Milk staff, everything from tax and the budget reconciliation bill that's happening right now on Capitol Hill, to the prospects for the Farm Bill, to the outlook for the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act, which is of great interest to the dairy industry. But then the other point of having this summit meeting here in Arlington is that on Thursday today, a lot of these folks will be going up to Capitol Hill to speak with their elected officials, their House and their Senate members, to put policy into action and to bring the grassroots farmer voice to Washington.
This sounds like great timing, as a lot of these topics that they're discussing are being discussed in committee as well. So a big push for dairy this time of year.
Absolutely. So when you look at tax policy, when you look at what's happening with immigration enforcement, food product labeling, and dairy in particular, these are all front and center issues that are happening right now in Congress. And as I mentioned earlier, Bill, the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act, which are bills in the House and Senate that would give schools the ability to serve 2% in whole milk once again, that's something that we can all get behind. So really, we wanted to provide an update on those issues. And it's not just legislative. We're providing updates on the bird flu situation and where that is now, a little more than a year since we first identified the problem with the virus. We're looking at the trade situation. Obviously, a lot of interest right now and concerns over what our export markets are going to be looking like here in the next couple months, in the next few years. And so that's also an issue that we're focused on.
Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen is Senior VP of Member Services and Governance with the National Milk Producers Federation. For more, go to nmpf.org.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
What might the organizational structure of the U.S. Department of Agriculture look like in the future? Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, speaking with farm broadcasters at USDA headquarters Tuesday, offered a potential time when details of a reorganization plan could be announced.
We are planning to unveil the new USDA reorganization plan next week.
The secretary added efforts to craft the plan over the past several weeks involves
analyze, figure out, and provide a solution on how to better serve the American farmer and rancher in rural communities.
One area of emphasis and priority with the reorganization, according to the secretary, USDA personnel working as frontline staff.
Whether it is our frontliners, so FSA, et cetera, we have put a huge effort on ensuring that those remain fully staffed and, in fact, become better staffed. And then also on our firefighting front, our wildland firefighters through the Forest Service, those remain priority.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.